Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back. Hour 2 live in L.A. Joy and I are on the same side. We do not care about your sex life. The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. The whole documentary, the last 2 hours, were all about the stuff I don't care about. Give me more golf at the Masters.
Don't care.
Don't care either.
I've got my own sex life to worry about.
No kidding. I mean, I got my own issues.
Not worried about yours.
Yeah, no kidding. Double down that ditto.
How was Chicago?
The best. I'm telling you right now, my favorite. You can't count the city you live in, right?
Right.
Because everybody loves their own city. Best two cities in North America are Chicago, number one, and Vancouver, B.C. The weather was great. The running was great. The food was amazing. The people are amazing. I love Chicago. I would do a show in Chicago. I told my wife this weekend, because she's from there, I said, the regret in my broadcasting career is that I didn't work in Chicago.
Really?
That's my, like, I could have done this, Jeff, you know, Fox didn't care where I did it. I could have done it anywhere, that I didn't choose Chicago. Now, it's a little cold in the winter.
Yeah, Chicago has an incredible amount of charm when you can walk around the city without a snowsuit. Because once that winter hits, you're like, okay, maybe LA is a better choice. I love Chicago, though, but those winters are not a game. I was in Charleston, South Carolina this weekend.
What?
It was my niece's bachelorette, and she chose Charleston. It was beautiful, though. It was my first time there.
In Charleston?
Yeah.
It's a legendary place.
Yeah, I'd never been before. The food was amazing.
Oh, it's supposed to be. It's one of the best places in America I've never been. It's got a great reputation.
Yeah, it was nice. We walked around. It was really nice. It was beautiful.
Charleston.
Mm-hmm. Not the easiest place to get to from LA.
I was going
to
say. Do you have to hitchhike at some point during the trip?
Several flights. It's quite a haul. It's harder to get everywhere now with COVID. There's less flights.
By the way, Chicago, masks were off, people having a good time.
Well, a lot of places are getting back to normal.
And I am about that action. What? Anyway, the point was Chicago was rolling. I went to so many good restaurants.
You had chicken parm?
No, did that at home last night. So, Colin Wright, Colin Wrong, brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs. Good things come to those who wait. And at Jersey Mike's, they come to those who don't. Order ahead. Use the app. Skip the line. Now through May 23rd, use the code THEHERD. For $1 off your offer. And Colin Wright, Colin Wrong, here we go.
Where Colin was right.
Steph Curry could win the MVP. For years and years, I've said, he's a lot tougher than you think. He's one of the most selfless stars in league history. He just led the NBA in scoring in his illustrious 12-year career. He's got two titles, two MVPs, two scoring titles. Not even LeBron could do that. He's the greatest shooter in the history of basketball. I think he's the greatest ball handler in the history of basketball. There's just not much I don't like, and for some reason, there's just a lot of basketball fans who have always doubted him, and boy, you can't this year, because this may have been the best he's ever been, and he had no help.
Where Colin was wrong.
Well, the Nets, Brooklyn, clinched the number 2 seed. And do you know why they're a number 2 seed? And I was wrong about this, because James Harden missed a bunch of time. I always knew Harden was a great scorer. I didn't take that away from him. But I always said, valuable. Do you understand this basketball team without KD, once Harden arrived, was 23-10. Without Harden and KD, they were 500 in the East. And I mean, they lost to some bad teams. Is that I've never really quite understood the whole Durant thing, or a whole Harden thing. I mean, I know Durant's thin-skinned and great, and Kyrie's a flake but amazing. Harden, I was always like, that game doesn't translate to the playoffs. But he held this team up all year, and they would have been a 5 seed if he was out as long as KD was early. So hats off to James Harden.
Where Colin was right.
My initial reaction, the second the story broke on our show, Tebow to the Jags, I said, I don't like it. It's not going to play well in the locker room. It feels collegiate. It feels hokey. A day later, you were getting all sorts of leaks inside the locker room of Jacksonville. People thought it was hokey. Listen, Tebow's great at marketing. He's a nice guy. He's a marketing machine. Books and $100,000 a speech. He has made a fortune on this, and he's a nice kid. But it is time to move on and get a job. You couldn't hit a curveball. You can't throw a spiral down the sideline like the greats, and you're not going to play tight end. Maybe it's an H-back thing, but I just thought, you know, Urban Meyer's most difficult challenge will be understanding the sensibility of the NFL, not coaching. Urban can coach. That's not the question. He's a smart guy. He can win a bunch of games. He's very clever. But this didn't land well for a lot of people inside the room, coaches and players, according to leaks inside the organization.
Where Colin was wrong.
I give anybody props that can reinvent themselves. And Derrick Rose should get the sixth man of the year. Good for Derrick Rose. He averaged 15 points a game this year. He shot three-point shot better than anybody, any time in his career this year. When he first broke into the league, I saw him as Westbrook. Hyper-athletic, can't shoot, not really a leader, doesn't make anybody better. He is now the second most valuable player for the Knicks. He has been unbelievable off the bench. He now shoots almost 40% from threes. He's not nearly as vertical. He had to reinvent himself. It's Oral Hershiser after the surgery. This guy, the wheels came off, and he said, you know what? I'm going to reinvent myself. Westbrook still can't shoot. But Derrick Rose, who always had a little weird spin off his jumper, just not a natural shooter. You got to give him a ton of credit. He's just fun to watch now. He knows what he can do, and he knows what he can't, and he's worked on what he can't, and I have no problem giving him props and the Sixth Man of the Year award. He's a wonderful piece for the Knicks.
Where Colin was right.
I've been a huge Dame fan forever, Damian Lillard. And because he went to Weber State, and because, you know, he's kind of his own dude in the Pacific Northwest, a zillion miles from everybody, they're going to make the playoffs. And they're going to make it as a sixth seed. Their best big, Nurkic, missed 35 games. C.J. McCollum missed 25 games. They can't really figure out the wing. They've never been able to figure out the wing. He basically rejuvenated Melo's career. Bunch of guys tried. He did it. Think about this. Bradley Beal and Westbrook may not make the playoffs. And those are Hall of Fame players. Dame, with his two best teammates hurt all year, they can't figure out a wing. It's in the Western Conference. They're a sixth seed. If Steph Curry's the best shooter in the history of basketball, you don't got to go far down the roll call to find Dame. He is one of the great shot makers under 6'5 in the history of the sport.
Where Colin was wrong.
Listen, I am a fan of Brad Stevens, but there is a narrative starting here, and I think it's reasonably fair. He couldn't play with Kyrie this year. As Jason Tatum becomes a star, the Celtics are kind of a mess. Now, I don't blame all of it on him. Kemba Walker was a nice addition, but he's got bad knees and he's small. Do the Celtics need a complete overhaul? Well, I do think Danny Ainge needs to get out of this sort of draft pick tunnel and go get guys. But the narrative, which I always dismissed, Chris Broussard talked about it earlier. Joy has been talking about this. I always kind of dismissed, I can't coach stars. Something went wrong this year because it was a lot of the same guys, and they're kind of a hot mess. They're not good at the end of games. They didn't play hard all the time. And it's coincided with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum becoming really, really good players. I mean, say what you want about Jaylen Brown. He averages now 24-25 a night. That's a star in the NBA.
Where Colin was right.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are awful again. What a shock. Dan Gilbert, bad owner. Worst NBA record last 3 years since LeBron left. Every time LeBron leaves, people should be embarrassed they burnt jerseys. LeBron had to leave. Every time he leaves, they are a complete grease fire. Dan Gilbert probably knows mortgages. He's good at that thing. He's great at the mortgages. He's probably a great family man, all that stuff. But as an owner of an NBA team, the minute LeBron leaves, they're horrible again.
Where Colin was wrong.
Russell Westbrook does have self-control. Yesterday, big game for the Wizards. Russell Westbrook hits a three. Oh, he's going to go crazy. Nope. Westbrook didn't shoot after a made three in the last 8 minutes of the game. Total self-control. Let Bradley Beal carry it. They took higher percentage shots. How about that? How about that? Mr. My Best Friend's the Basketball. He backed off last 8 minutes, didn't take a shot. Off a made three. You know, sometimes Russell hit a three, he'll go a little cray. He'll go, okay, it's my game. He just backed off. I like it.
Where Colin was right.
Utah Jazz finished with the best record. Listen, I don't know how they're going to do in the playoffs. They do feel a little bit like a regular season team. I don't think they match up with the Lakers or Clippers at all in the West. But I will say this. This is the best sports franchise in America with no championships. They are very well run. They've always been a team that plays hard every night. They almost feel collegiate. Like in Salt Lake, that's the team you go watch. And this year, once again, Quinn Snyder, kind of the Brad Stevens of the West, but he does play well with stars. I think this is a really well-run organization. I think they draft well, they develop well, they're patient, and I don't think there's a franchise in North America that's as well-run as a franchise in a market that can be hard to get free agents that is as consistently good as the Utah Jazz. They are the least discussed great team year in and year out in professional sports. I mean, you know, there's small markets like Green Bay. We talk about them constantly. Now, but they do have some championships. But good for the Jazz. I don't know if they're a postseason team. I don't know. Got my doubts. All right. What were we on here a couple minutes ago that I was all worked up about today? You know, I leave town for a weekend, and I experience some new stuff. I just want to talk about it.
I believe it was Green Bay.
Yeah, I was going to talk about Green Bay. We'll see if I can get to it. I don't know. Leroy Butler of the Packers is joining us next. Four-time Pro Bowl safety. He's joining us.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Saturday, MLB is back on Fox, headlined by an interleague showdown between the Red Sox and Phillies, or it's two of the greatest rivalries in baseball. As the Dodgers take on the Giants and the Cubs face the Cardinals. Saturday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, only on Fox and the Fox Sports app. Check local listings for the game in your area.
Corey Seager got hurt for the Dodgers, so that's like 12 guys on the injured list. Dodgers are falling apart. It's incredible. By the way, SimpliSafeColin.com. SimpliSafeColin.com. Security system is great. Customize yours. Get a free security camera. SimpliSafeColin.com. Leroy Butler not only played in Green Bay for a long time, 12 years, Super Bowl champion, four-time Pro Bowler. He's going to join us live now. He likes Green Bay enough. He still lives there. I talked to him during the break. He still lives around that area, and he's joining us live. And by the way, I do notice that you have a J-Lo picture over your right shoulder, which is bizarre, but I nonetheless respect that.
Everybody should own a J-Lo picture. How can A-Rod mess that up? Come on. Come on, A-Rod.
So I was saying is that when Charles Woodson came to Green Bay, he admitted, I didn't really want to come here, and then he liked it. And then you like it, and you can still live there. But I've said this with Aaron Rodgers, California guy, date celebrities, doing Jeopardy. Is it possible, Leroy? He's just kind of over living in small town USA, and he didn't always love the way he gets treated. He kind of wants to blow this thing up. And in 1 year, when his salary cap's not $38 million hit, it's $17 million, he's just setting the groundwork. He wants out. He's over Green Bay. Is that just possible?
Let me ponder that for about 30. No, he loves it here. Colin, remember, he was supposed to go one. He didn't win number 24. The Packers gave him the air that he needs. And for 3 years, he sat behind Brett Favre, and he learned two things, Colin. First thing behind Brett Favre, don't throw interceptions and don't screw up your legacy. That's why I think he will be the quarterback of the Packers, because legacy is everything with a rich history like the Green Bay Packers. And I know I'm in the minority when I say that he's going to be the quarterback. But I will say this. The communication wasn't very good maybe the last year or so, because I know a lot of people say it was the Jordan Love pick and some other few things. You know, as players, we all think it's about us. But again, Colin, they don't change the G every year. It stays the same. They change players. And we just have to know that.
Do you think, do you think it's fixable? Aaron's a guy, he may forgive you, but he doesn't forget. Do you think they should get rid of the GM? Do you think it's fixable long term if everybody just stays in their current job?
Yeah, I think it is fixable because this is the therapy session of a married couple. You know, you go to therapy, you got to be honest with one another. And maybe one of these sides feel like, well, you weren't very honest with me. Tell me everything so I can fix it. And allegedly, the Packers offered him a contract. They gave him everything that he wanted. But I think Aaron wasn't prepared, Colin, to accept yes. You know, if you ask her to marry you and she says yes, get off your knee and give her a hug. Don't go back and say, I need a bigger ring. So it's small stuff that can get worked out. I just think that he really shouldn't say a lot until they get the communication part fixed.
It is interesting. Bob McGinn, who wrote in Green Bay Forever, did report that Green Bay recently offered Aaron a big fat contract, and he said no. So to your point, that is out there. Green Bay has offered an olive branch. You know, I said one of the things about life is the grass is always greener. And I kind of laugh when everybody says, well, he's going to go to Denver. And I'm like, well, good luck facing Justin Herbert twice a year and Mahomes twice a year. Those are really good quarterbacks. He'll be 38 next year. And he's had a couple collarbone surgeries. And Aaron's personality can be a little prickly. Let's be honest about it. Let's just say he went to the market. Do you think there would necessarily be a robust market? Because, by the way, Tom Brady, two teams aggressively pursued him. Two.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
big would the market be for Aaron, in your opinion?
Well, I think it'll be a big market. But to your point about the grass is greener on the other side, Colin, sometimes you go over there and there's no grass. You can go to one of these teams that think you're one quarterback away and you can mess your legacy up. And you don't win a Super Bowl, you know, the last few years. And then you say to yourself, self, I should have stayed in Green Bay where it was a comfort. I can play as long as I want for at least 3 years. Yes, do I have to develop a young kid behind me? That's fine. Brett Favre had to do the same thing. So I'm hoping that the word legacy outdoes everything. And really, the fan base. Now, I will say this, Colin. I host a radio show in Milwaukee, the Big Show, you know, network. The fans are done because they went through the Brett Favre drama. They said, listen, just trade him and let's get it over with. But there's only a few teams really that have a realistic opportunity to win a Super Bowl. And obviously Denver is one of those teams. But you only need one or two people to really want you to feel wanted.
Yeah.
But again, once you go to that locker room, those players are going to say you gave up on the players in the Green Bay locker room.
That's fascinating. So on your radio show in Milwaukee,
Yes. Fans
are like done with it. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is interesting. Let me defend Aaron here. And listen, I've been critical of Aaron through the years, but let me defend him here.
I understand. Go ahead.
So he's still great, and they move up to draft Jordan Love. Now, listen, I said to my, when it happened, I'm like, I guess I have to defend Green Bay because they did the same thing with Favre and Aaron. Then in the second round, they went and got a running back and they already had two good ones. And I'm like, could we address the receiver issue? Let me defend Aaron here. It's one thing to draft a quarterback. It is another to not get me a first round wide receiver. Does he have the argument? 9 of the last 10 years, first round pick's been a defensive player. Does Aaron have the right to say, could you finally look what Brady's got? Look what Mahomes has. Look what Peyton had. Could you get me some help here? Is that a fair argument for Aaron?
I think it is, Colin, but look at it. None of those offenses were number one in the league. The Packers were. I mean, you have Davante Adams, okay? You have the top left tackle, Bakhtiari, before he got hurt. And Aaron Jones is a top 10 running back. You have weapons. And they averaged over 31 points a game, but they still couldn't get it done. So my thing is this. We all were shocked that Jordan Love got drafted. But what the Packers don't want, Colin, and Joy, by the way, hello, they don't want to be like the Saints. They don't have a quarterback in waiting. They don't want to be like Atlanta. They don't have a quarterback. Tampa Bay, they don't have a quarterback in waiting. The teams who are starting to get a quarterback and sit him for 3 years, they're going to be pretty decent in the future. So the Packers are trying to do it both ways, win now and win in the future. But I would agree with Aaron. We all want more weapons. But when you're the best quarterback, you just be the best quarterback. And whoever's around you, you'll make it work because you're that great. MVS led the league in receptions per, you know, per yard, per catch, over 20 yards. So, again, when people say no weapons, I really want them to look at the roster and say they had a few more weapons.
Well, they've also – Packers do a great job to develop offensive lines. They've been doing that for – I think they're better than anybody in the NFL at that. Yeah. That New England and Green Bay, that's one of the things I've said with Aaron. Be very careful because Russell Wilson's been running for his life and Deshaun Watson's been running for his life for 4 years. Aaron always has time to throw. Now, let me ask you this. Is that the Packers are – I'm an outsider. You're an insider.
Yes.
They are a little different. The GM has to go to Mark Murphy. There's a board. I mean, there is a little quirkiness to Green Bay. Are some of Aaron's concerns, like, does everything have to be so weird and hard here? Can we it be, I mean, there is how the quirkiness of Green Bay without an owner, be honest with you, it is a little different, right?
It is different because I was brought up under Ron Wolf, that the GM did everything. And remember, we had Don Majkowski, but he went out and got Brett Favre and traded a first-round pick for a third-string guy in Atlanta. But I'll say this. When Ted Thompson was the GM, now things got, you know, maybe we should change it up. And when Mark Murphy went downstairs and fired Mike McCarthy with four games to go, he implemented himself into this kind of a teamwork thing, where the head coach answers to him because he's the president and the GM picks the players, but we all get along and kind of tore down the silos. Let's do it as a group. So it is different, but at the same time, you know, for over 100 years, this franchise has been successful and they try to do better things. And maybe that's the reason why some of the communication has gotten kind of out of whack, as you may say, because Aaron may like Murphy, but he may not like Gutekunst. But you have to work together. And I think everybody in America probably don't like their boss. I would think that. But you got to work, right?
No, it's a good point. By the way, if there was camp tomorrow, Leroy, and Aaron showed up to camp and there were 5,000 fans, how would he be? Would he be booed?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a great question. I think he'll be celebrated because ultimately the fans understand at the end of the day, you know, that 12 jersey means something. And we've all had ups and downs with players. And I have to go back again to the Brett Favre situation because when he went to Minnesota, Colin, I mean, Packer Nation split.
Wow.
I mean, you're either a Favre fan or you're a Packer fan. I never in my wildest dream thought I would see that happen. I say, nope. Packer fans will stay together. But all of a sudden, you start saying, we miss you, Brent, not Brett. And they went to send the four jerseys. They're wearing them inside out. Saying ultimately, we own portions, like the little certificate that says the G on it. It didn't say Brett Favre on it. So I said, okay, that'll never happen again. But I would think all 5,000 of those fans would say, Aaron, we appreciate you. We want you back. Forget about all this other stuff. And it's just rumors anyway. I didn't necessarily say that, you know. And I think, hey, listen, I don't even know some of these rumors. I just know I'm the quarterback, and I'm going to try to beat Tom Brady because those are the favorites to win the Super Bowl.
Leroy Butler joining us, four-time Pro Bowler. So the whole threat of retirement, do you buy that at all from Aaron, the retirement thing?
No. This. You don't retire, take your ball, and go home because you couldn't pick your other four starters on the court. You win with whoever you got out there. This would be unprecedented. A guy at MVP level would say, listen, I'm going to give back $99 million just because I couldn't get what I wanted. So, no, he won't retire. I hope he doesn't retire because if he retires, we go back to the 80s, and you can Google how good the Packers were in the
80s. I remember.
No, I don't buy the retirement. He loves football. Remember, Colin, that's the only thing we're really good at is football. You don't walk away from that.
Leroy Butler, I haven't talked to you in a while. Great stuff as always. What's your radio station? I like radio. What's your radio station in Milwaukee?
You can go on the Odyssey app. It's the Big Show Radio Network. And boy, it's some fireworks, Colin. fireworks fans are just yelling at each other. Arr, arr, arr. Calm down. Calm down.
Leroy, good seeing you, my man. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Take care, Joy. Bye-bye.
All right. That's interesting that callers on his show are like, get out of here.
I like hearing the local.
Oh, I love things. I love it. I tell you about two or three.
We're very separated.
Yeah, two or three times a year, I will go to Crazy Man, you know, New York Giant, crazyfan.com. I want to see the local reaction. I do. That stuff, I'm always kind of interested. Because as we're separated from local markets. We live in L.A., so we know what the story of L.A. is. And if I was a syndicated host and Joy and I were in Miami, we would know the heartbeat of the city. We have to read a lot, do a lot of homework, make a lot of calls to kind of figure out what your city, how they feel about stuff. So I remember when I was critical of Ryan Pace, the Bear general manager, and I thought, yeah, this will, I'm sure Chicago will get all worked up. And everybody was like, yeah, we've been yelling at him for 2 years. I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay. Like I try to be, there you go. Good stuff. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
So you asked me in the break when the play-in games start. They actually do start tomorrow.
Tomorrow, the play-in
game. Yes, it's Hornets, Pacers, Wizards, Celtics tomorrow. And then Spurs, Grizzlies, Warriors, Lakers on Wednesday.
I'm going to take the Grizzlies over the Spurs. It's amazing since Tim Duncan left, you don't hear much about Popovich, do you? Don't hear much about Belichick since Brady left. Oh, I forgot it's the system.
I still think Popovich is
what happened to system Popovich? Not very good.
Well, the Lakers dropped to the play-in tournament. And they're the seventh seed in the West, but obviously they're still a huge threat as the playoffs begin. Jared Dudley wouldn't call out any teams by name, but he agrees that some seem to be dodging a matchup with the defending
champs. I do think it was funny. You see a lot of teams, as you would say, managing their these last couple games or trying to avoid us and stuff like that. It's funny to see that, but for us, it's going to be a challenge of whatever team you play. But man, we're up for it, man. We're the defending champs. They got to worry about us. And we're getting healthy at the right time, and no one wants to see a healthy Lakers team.
No one does want to see a healthy Lakers team, but I don't know how healthy they really are. LeBron just rolled his ankle again last night. I don't have any faith in AD. I understand they're both out there, but like how we're not talking about this game. Like I think that the Lakers should have a healthy dose of concern and respect for the Warriors. I think the Lakers will still win because they have more players, but anything can happen in one, and in this situation, two games.
Oh, yeah. That's the fear is the Lakers know they'd beat the Warriors in
a seven-game series.
Oh, they'd thump them.
So the Lakers fans are freaking out on me. One game. No, it's two games. Okay? And like you have to beat the Warriors, first of all. Right? We know that. So if you don't beat the Warriors, it's another one game. Like it's a tournament. It's like college. Like anything can happen. What happens if AD and LeBron are both out? You feel good about that?
No.
It's not a seven-game series. I feel fine if LeBron and AD are out for a game in a seven-game series.
Now, AD,
but not in a play-in tournament.
AD, who can drive me berserk, he's never missed a playoff game, New Orleans or the Lakers. Now, he is peanut brittle. I mean, he can break him right real quick. But I will say this, playoffs come, he's never missed one of those.
And LeBron is pretty excellent in the playoffs as well.
Yes.
I'm just saying, I don't think it's unreasonable to be concerned about the Lakers' health heading into this part of the season.
Totally.
And
agree.
It was a bit embarrassing for the Clippers to behave that way. Dudley didn't say it outright, but that is what the Clippers did. However, that's the Clippers. Like the Clippers have proven nothing. So it's not a team that you would, it doesn't offend me that they did that because it's the Clippers. Like I'm trying, if it was, I don't even know who would buy. Like, the Lakers behave that way. I'd be like, what are you doing? Like, you're the Lakers. You play whoever you get.
Right.
But the Clippers have shown that they can't hold their own despite the expectations. So it doesn't surprise me that they did that. They are tied with the Lakers, though, for the best odds to win the NBA title right now. According to FoxBet, the Nets have the best odds, plus 225.
I don't like that at all.
Lakers.
But look at the Bucks are plus 750. For those who don't gamble, bet the Bucks. That's the best odds.
And the Jazz are tied with them at plus 750.
Oh, the Bucks, it's plus 750?
I mean, I'm sorry, the Jazz. Yeah, the Jazz. So it's Nets, Lakers, and Clippers are tied at plus 450, and Jazz and Bucks at plus 70. Well, you're all in on the Bucks, huh?
Well, you know what? I'm not even all in on the Bucks. I'm all out on everybody else. The Lakers are old. The Clippers can't finish. The Suns can't make that big of a leap. Brooklyn can't stop interior scoring. I still have my questions. Embiid, Simmons in the playoffs. Washington, Indiana. Knicks have no juice offensively. I will tell you this. How about Miami, Milwaukee? Joy, this is a great first-round series. So that's the series, because with Bam Adebayo, you have size to counter Giannis. You have the better coach. You have the shooting with Hero and Duncan Robinson. And you've got a star. So it's weird that what's Milwaukee's a 3 seed and Miami's a 6. You don't see a lot of upsets in the playoffs. I think Milwaukee's going to win it all. I think their toughest playoff series is this.
I agree. I was going to say, they have to get past the Heat first. And the Heat were in the finals last year.
And this is one of these, Utah's really good. They don't match up with the Lakers. They don't. Miami matches up with Milwaukee perfectly with a better coach. So that series is as good a first-round series as you will ever get in the league.
Yeah, this is going to be a really great NBA playoff run.
Because everybody's got a flaw.
Amazing matchups, yes.
Everybody's got an issue.
So the Nets secure the second seed in the East with a 123-109 win over the Cavs last night. Harden sat out to rest his hamstring, but KD and Kyrie led the way without him. Durant had 23-8-13 assists, and Kyrie added 17-6-2. He also solidified himself in the 50-40-90 club this season, which is for players who shoot at least 50% from the field, at least 40% from three-point range, and at least 90% on free throws. So quite an excellent stat line year for Kyrie.
Now, is this a club that was discussed a lot? Like, I heard this yesterday. Hey, 50-40-90 club, and that's like going to the Soho House? Where everybody talks about the Soho House.
Well, I mean, it's very, it's a very difficult thing to do. Like, not many players have done it.
Is a thing?
I'm trying to find the...
Really? It's been discussed for years.
It's been discussed for years, yeah.
Big topic on local radio for years is, are you in the 50-40-90 club?
I don't know. I mean, Larry Bird, Steph Curry, and Durant are the only players to average at least 25 points per game during a 50-40-90 season. So, yes, it's a very difficult thing to do. Nine guys ever have done this, so it's quite efficient.
Never have once with a friend been talking about sports.
And you're like, oh, Colin, you ever trying to get in the 50-40-90 club?
I'm like, you ever do that before where somebody in Los Angeles,
all the time. People will tell me about stuff, and I am not very cool. I do not have connects anywhere. People come to LA, they're like, can you make a reservation? I'm like, no, I can't. Open table. I don't know anybody. I can't help you. I have no connections. I am not cool at all. People bring up stuff to me all the time here in LA. I'm like, I don't know what that is. I've never been there.
I had a friend about 2 weeks ago. I'm at dinner and a friend, he's like, oh, me and my wife, we're part of blankety blank club. And I'm like, is this well established in the city? They're like, oh, everybody's there. Anybody's there. And I'm like, it's an adult club. Yeah. No cell phones.
There's lots of those places. And I'm like,
I don't know any of them.
Mm-mm. No, I need my cool friends to take me there. And then I get there and I'm like, wow, this is really nice. It's like, yeah, I just can't believe you've been here before.
I didn't even know about the Bel Air Hotel till like 3 years ago. Oh, Lord.
Listen, luxury.
Swanky.
Luxury.
Boom.
But you don't have to belong to the Bel Air Hotel to go there.
Like, you can just go. But I didn't up in the trees. I'm like,
it's a magical place. Oh. Have you been? No?
Oh, listen, you get Anne around a piano and some white wine. That was a night.
I once had so many cocktails at the Bel Air Hotel that I thought that I played the piano.
It's like right in a neighborhood.
I did not play the piano. So I had clearly one too many. They were like, what are you doing at the piano? You don't know how to play piano. That's another story for another time. Anyway, the Jaguars are playing it safe with Trevor Lawrence. He hasn't completely recovered from his offseason shoulder surgery, which we haven't talked much about at all. It's on his non-throwing arm. But they are keeping him on a pitch count to watch his throws. Urban Meyer said the main concern is the chance of his arm getting jammed up, so he will avoid handing off the ball or taking a direct snap from center. They do expect him to be completely healthy and ready to go by mini camp.
I will tell you this. I am so interested in watching them play this year.
I know. When I was looking at the story, I was like, I really can't wait to see what they do.
I just want to watch. Listen, we know they're not going to be great, but I want to watch this offense. I mean, I know Urban. I like him. I didn't like the Tebow move at all, but I like him. Trevor Lawrence, I love. They have that kid they drafted out of Colorado at wide receiver. They got some playmakers. They really attacked the offense in the draft. They went out to fix their offense. So, and that division's so weird anyway. Yeah. If I told you, yeah, they actually went 9-8 and made the wild card, you'd be like, yeah, in that division, that makes sense.
It's similar to Joe Burrow last year. Like, I don't care about the Bengals, but Joe Burrow makes the Bengals must watch television. Like,
absolutely.
I have to see how Joe Burrow's going to do. This has an extra element because of Urban.
Urban and Trevor.
Yeah.
The first time I can ever remember thinking, oh, I can't wait to watch their first game. I want to watch the Jaguars this year. Good stuff. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Black Rifle Coffee Company, veteran-owned, premium coffee, serving it to people who love America. Go to blackriflecoffee.com/herd. Use that code for 20% off. By the way, there's these stories, some random blogger, I'm reading this morning. Brad Stevens, you're the odd man out. He later acknowledges, Stevens is a tremendous coach, but the team has gone tone deaf. It could be, but also it could be this. Who's their best player? It's very difficult, if you look in the history of the NBA, to win a playoff series when your best player is not as good as their best player. So we know the West has more good players than the East. We're not going to dispute that. We know that if you put the 30 best players in the NBA, 24 are probably out West. But even in the East, Jason Tatum is their best player. He's not as good as Giannis. He's not as good as Harden. He's not as good as KD. He's not as talented as Kyrie. He doesn't score as much as Bradley Beal. He's not as good as Jimmy Butler. That's just in the East. It's really hard. Now, he's better than Julius Randle. And I think, Boston could beat New York potentially. But it's really hard to win playoff series when your best player is the second best star in a series. And for the record, haven't they been in the Eastern Conference Finals like 3 or 4 years? I'm not saying, listen, Brad Stevens would be unemployed for 5 minutes. And be very careful about letting a guy go that could come back to haunt you. It's like Andy Reid, Philadelphia is like, bye. They're very lucky he ended up in Kansas City and not New York. Okay, then he haunts you forever and beats you twice a year. So if Milwaukee struggles in the playoffs, Budenholzer's out, they're going to hire Brad Stevens. And he's going to beat you for 10 years with Giannis. And, as long as Drew Holiday and Giannis are together, they're going to win a lot of series. That's why I like him to win the championship this year, is I think Drew Holiday is kind of one of those rare athletes that's good. We all know he's good. Nobody talks about him. He's, like, really, really good. Rudy Gobert's a little like that in Utah. Good. Awards, records, nobody talks about him. He's really good. He changes possessions in series. So, you got to be careful about this because Philadelphia gets rid of Andy Reid. And everybody in Philadelphia was like, yeah, Andy's the problem. And then Andy leaves and you're like, oh, hell, the owner's the problem. The GM's the problem. The roster's the problem. Now Philadelphia looks up and Andy is coaching the first or second best franchise in the league. So be careful. Be careful about blaming Brad Stevens for everything. I think there is a narrative developing. He's not great with stars. Certainly possible. I mean, Urban Meyer, college coach. Let's see how this NFL thing works out. I'm betting on him because he's really smart and curious, and I generally just bet on smart. Brad's really smart. I know people that know Brad. He's really, really smart. But there sometimes Bobby Knight was smart, and his career careened out of control. Some people don't adapt. They don't evolve. They have certain personalities, don't work with other personalities. And the NBA has been, since the 70s, since I've been watching, a star-driven league. The stars drive the league, not the coaches. So nobody talks about Bill Sharman. They talk about Wilt and West and Goodrich and the 33-game winning streak. That's the reality of it. None of you like Eric Spoelstra. until – you ever noticed that? I mean, all you did was complain about Eric Spoelstra, and then LeBron, you know, he left, and everybody now looks last year, and you're like, Eric Spoelstra got to the finals with that team? You know, so be very careful about running him out, because my question is always, how long are they unemployed, and could they come back to haunt you? And that's why when Belichick trades Jimmy Garoppolo, he gets him. He wants him out in the West Coast. He doesn't want to have to face him. And just be careful about Brad, because I think Milwaukee is one of those teams sitting there. If they don't win, they're getting him, and Stevens will end his career. I mean, he looks nine. He'd spend 15 years there, win a bunch of titles, and you're stuck with you know, Kemba Walker and somebody's third choice as a head coach. Still running your business on QuickBooks? More like quicksand. Bigger you get, faster you'll sink. Right now, NetSuite, one-of-a-kind financing. Go to netsuite.com/herd. netsuite.com/H-E-R-D. Hour number three. Good show today. Next.